The route to Silgo's lab on Ossus was as meandering as any across the Academy grounds, winding through a labyrinth of shrubbery and detouring past carefully planned vistas, following a path of tightly placed stepping stones that deliberately forced walkers to slow down and contemplate the garden. Even so, Leia's gaze kept coming back to the stasis jar in her hands. The glob suspended inside was pulsating like a silvery heart, growing larger each time it expanded, trembling a little more noticeably each time it contracted. The path rounded a gentle bend, and a dozen meters ahead, the trapezoidal span of Clarity Gate framed a tranquil courtyard accented by a small fountain. Leia passed under the crosspieces without stopping, then turned toward an opening to one side of the fountain and heard a disapproving hiss behind her.
"This one is shocked at the forgetfulness of her student," Saba rasped. "What must a Jedi do as she enters the Academy grounds?"
Leia rolled her eyes and turned to face the bearable. "We don't have time to meditate right now, Master." Saba blinked twice, then clasped her claws together and remained standing on the other side of the gateway. "Really?" Leia went back through the gate and tapped the side of the jar. "Look at this stuff." Saba looked, then said,
"That is no excuse for ignoring the rules."
"We don't have time for rules," Leia said. "We need to get this jar to Silgo."
"And the sooner you complete your meditations, the sooner we will do that."
"Saba!" A rumble sounded low in Saba's throat. "Master Sabatine," Leia corrected. "Don't you think Luke would want us to hurry?" The bearable tipped her head and glared down at Leia out of one eye.
"You are doing it again."
"Doing what?"
"Reasoning. That is a skill you have already mastered."
Saba's tone grew stern.
"What you have not learned is obedience."
"I'm sorry, Master." Leia was growing exasperated. "I promise to work on that later, but right now I'm more worried about this stuff getting loose inside the Academy."
"It is when we are alarmed that meditation is most important."
Saba reached for the stasis jar.
"This one will hold the froth so you can concentrate."
Realizing that her determination was no match for a bearable's stubbornness, Leia reluctantly yielded the stasis jar. She focused her attention on the fountain, watching its silver spray umbrella into the air, listening to it rain back into the pool, and began a Jedi breathing exercise. She grew aware of the crisp scent of anti-algal agents and the coolness of mist on her skin. But even that faded after a moment, and she was left with only her breathing to concentrate on. In through the nose, out through the mouth, and the knots inside her started to come undone. "Where's Master Skywalker?" Corrin entered the small courtyard via a path leading from the Academy Administration Building. The hangar chief said he didn't disembark from the Falcon. "Neither did Han," Leia said. "They stayed on Wotaba to guarantee our good intentions." Corrin lowered his thick brows.
"Guarantee?"
"Wotaba is having a fizz problem."
Saba lifted the stasis jar toward Corrin's face. He frowned at the silvery froth inside.
"A fizz problem?"
"It's corrosive. Very."